Well, as both sides blame each other for the shutdown of the US government, supporters of Donald Trump have celebrated his one-year anniversary by pointing to his rollback of the US bureaucracy, his actions aimed at migrants, and his delivery of tax cuts. But on the international front, many analysts continue to be alarmed at the president's retreat or attempted retreat from international agreements like the Paris Climate Accord, the Iran nuclear deal, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement, not to mention his muscular threats against North Korea. Dr. Gorana Gergic is a lecturer in US politics and foreign policy at the US Studies Centre at the University of Sydney. She's among those worried about what she says is a trend to US unilateralism. We spoke earlier.
Everywhere from the Paris climate deal, the pullout from the Paris climate deal, the threats to walk away from the Iran nuclear deal, pulling out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, these are all examples of U.S. unilateralism. Now, President Trump says that this is all part of a bigger principle or strategy for American foreign policy called principled realism, that American interest comes first, and that there might be areas of cooperation based on mutual principles. But certainly what we have seen is this striking turn towards America really not working with others and not consulting others, and more pressingly, the turn towards finding military solutions and really sidelining diplomatic tools that are available for the craft of foreign policy.
Because he is very reliant, isn't he, on key military figures in his cabinet?
Absolutely. I mean, you only have to take a look at who are the topmost officials or the appointees in President Trump's cabinet, from the National Security Advisor to his chief of staff, to obviously the Secretary of Defense. These are all military men. And it seems that Donald Trump really is the most comfortable and has the greatest respect, actually, for the military, whereas his disdain for the rest of the foreign policy bureaucracy has been pretty clear over the past 12 months.
Is that necessarily a problem for the United States, given the robust nature of democratic institutions in the United States?
Look, this is the whole paradox of being the world's greatest military power. Not all solutions in the international system warrant military approach or military tools. And the peril that Donald Trump has by just surrounding himself with people who come specifically from one part of the foreign policy bureaucracy, namely the defense and military, is that he's going to be getting a lot of policy proposals that are utilizing solely military tools. And again, this is even more problematic if you think about the way that the United States then interacts with the rest of the world. It's not through civilian contacts then, it's more through military-to-military contacts. And this is clearly a problem because obviously, a whole host of issues that the world has in front of them is not solely confined to the domain of military solutions.
Mm. Having watched the Trump presidency in its first year, what do you think are the risk points going ahead into the second year internationally?
For me, the greatest takeaway from the first year of Donald Trump's presidency is where the United States is really no longer the champion of individual and civil freedoms. It no longer has that authority. And this is really concerning because what we have seen time and time again throughout the past year is basically the emboldening of different illiberal, nationalist, even far-right forces all around the world. If we are retreating into the world where nationalism reigns supreme, really there is not a single risk that we can pinpoint, but there is a lot of flashpoints all around the world that could indeed flare up.
Dr. Gorana Gergic from the University of Sydney with a foreign policy perspective on Donald Trump's first 12 months in office.